Good morning, Mike Pearsall back here in the chair with the Wide World of Sports morning update. Happy hump day to those that celebrate. Two more sleeps till the weekend. Well, let's start with the NRL where the Roosters, they've lost Spencer Lenu, but they do have a couple of big ins this weekend. Here's the great man Adam Hawes with the teams for NRL Round 2.
Roosters enforcer Jared Waria-Hargreaves returns from suspension for Sunday's clash with the Seagulls, while former Knight Dom Young comes onto the wing. The Panthers are boosted by the return of Mitch Kenny and Scott Sorensen for their derby with the Eels. The West Tigers have named 18-year-old 5'8 Lachlan Galvin and centre Solomona Fa'atape to make their debuts against Canberra. Connor Tracy replaces injured winger Josh Adokar for the Bulldogs against the Sharks. The Rabbitohs are without back rower Jai Arrow for their clash with the Broncos due to a long-term shoulder injury. Prop Blake Laurie and new signing Luciano Leilua are in for the Dragons against the Dolphins. Adam Hawes, Nine News.
Elsewhere, Eels halfback Mitchell Moses admits he's in awe of his opponent ahead of Friday night's clash with Panthers. He's, of course, talking about Nathan Cleary. Moses has overcome a minor groin injury to take his place in the Parramatta side. He's ready to go head-to-head with the man who virtually single-handedly won last year's grand final for the Panthers.
I haven't seen a halfback do that in that type of game ever, really. So it was unbelievable, and it was really good to watch, to be honest. And I've got, you know, big raps on Nath. He's an unbelievable player, and we're definitely going to have to watch him this week.
Let's switch codes to AFL now, and there's a great unknown heading into round one, how the teams who played in opening round will perform against those that had the weekend off. Melbourne will face the Western Bulldogs, Gold Coast Adelaide, the Giants take on North Melbourne, and Fremantle will host Brisbane. AFL legend Lee Matthews has told 3AW Radio there might be an advantage for the teams that had the weekend off.
You always know in the first round or two of the season, and yet that real footy hits you. The fatigue, you can see the fatigue late in games, and there was a fatigue, you get used to it over a few weeks. So I suspect the teams that played last week are less maybe ready for this week than the teams that didn't.
Melbourne star Christian Petrarca has praised Clayton Oliver for the power of work he's done to get back into the Demons' side amid well-documented off-field issues. Petrarca feared Oliver would switch clubs last year and has told Fox Footy at one stage he lost trust in his premiership teammate.
I have a little bit in some way, but not in the last 10 or 11 weeks. He's earned that trust back significantly. And it's hard to just put Clayton in that situation and put him as the poster boy or the pin-up boy because of all the stuff that's been documented away from the game. But what he's done and the mountain of work he's done is a credit to him.
To football now, and Western Sydney fans, cover your ears. The Wanderers have been humbled 7-0 by Melbourne City. In a devastating final blow for the Wanderers, former striker Terry Antonis scored a goal of the season contender from near halfway before gesturing to Western Sydney coach Marco Rudin to call him.
Here's a cheeky one. Oh, my words! That just sums it up. Terry Antonis.
Rudin then refused to show up for his post-match press conference, leaving assistant JP DeMarini the awkward task of dealing with reporters.
Is he all right?
He's fine.
He's fine. So how come he hasn't rocked up? I think it's a pretty poor look.
Mate, I've got no comment about that. I'm here to answer questions about the game. So if you've got that, I'll respond to it. If you don't have it, I'll move on.
Marco really should be here answering.
The Champions League round of 16 continues this morning. Arsenal trails Porto 1-0 ahead of their second leg at home in London. Former Socceroo and Stan Sport analyst Craig Foster has told today it's the best chance in years for the Gunners to finally win the Champions League.
It's 14 years since they went to a quarterfinal in Champions League, and they lost one final back in 06, so they've never won it. This is the big trophy for one of Europe's biggest clubs.
Barcelona and Napoli are all square at one apiece ahead of their game. And of course, you can catch the Champions League live and exclusive on Stan Sport. You can watch it live, you can watch replays back, you can get all the highlights, whatever you need, whatever you want, it's all there on Stan Sport. In cricket, Elise Perry has become the first player to take a 6-wicket haul in the WIPL in India. She finished with 6-for-15 with the ball and then scored 40 with the bat to help Royal Challengers thrash the Mumbai Indians by 7 wickets. Australian Tyler Wright has won through to the semi-finals of the World Surf League event in Portugal. And just some rugby to wrap up, the Waratahs are backing Tane Edmund to bounce back in Saturday night's Super Rugby clash with the Blues. Edmund missed a last-minute penalty goal attempt last weekend, which would have won the game against the Highlanders. Centre Tristan Riley says he has full confidence in the Tars' number 10.
Tane, he's a professional and he'll bounce back pretty quick from that. You know, he will take his learnings throughout the game, and you know, he works on his kicking game every day. He works hard at that, and that was just an off kick for him.
That's all we have time for this morning. Thanks so much for tuning in to the Wide World of Sports Morning Update. You've been with Mike Pearsall. I'll be back tomorrow.